What is up, y'all? Happy Friday! Hallelujah! Hooray! Florida State! Florida State, Florida State, Florida State. Ooh, let's just do this real quick for all you LSU fans and Gator fans. These are my hand up guys right here. This is representing Ty, my oldest son. He is 11 and he is wearing a size 34 men's pants and 8.5 shoe and taller than me. I'm like 5'4 now, I think. I think I was 5'4.5 before. I don't know. My spine can tell you. But yeah, so this is Ty and he just wants to go real quick. And let's go to Dawson, my 9-year-old that is growing so tall, so thin, but so tall. And he is learning to read and write this year. He's in third grade. He has autism. Autism doesn't have him. And we speak the name of Jesus over both of my sons. Ty is going through stuff. We are speaking over his legs, both healed by the blood of Jesus. Ty is actually getting in the process of braces for his legs, but he's not going to need them. He's not going to need them. And so we're going to speak over that, but let's just say FLORIDASTATE. Florida State, Florida State, Florida State. Woo! That was a little chant they did. You know, my parents grew up in Tallahassee, so I was born into the Knoll family. So, yeah, been having fun talking some trash. Only because we won, but you know how it goes. But no, it looks like a really, really good year. So that's cool. I just wanted real quick because I have to get to a phone call soon with a friend about some pretty amazing things that are going to be happening. And in fellowship with him, just in the past few months, certain things hit or miss with each other. It's really just a lot of great stuff coming. And that's for hand up. And that's for champion life. I mean, that's for the people in need. And that's where my heart speaks. And really just gets me excited. And in the past, you know, couple of weeks, couple of months, maybe I've been a little bit more quiet. I know, right? This is like, you see my stuff on Facebook, you're probably like, that's what? That's quiet. But I'm back. I'm back. And surrounded in goodness, Bibles and my stuff on my desk and really diving in, not to say that I haven't been in the Word, but really starting to resettle my steps and what needs to be done for this process for hand up for getting things going quicker because there's almost an, I mean, it's an urgency, you know, not saying tomorrow, I don't know when the last day is, right? I don't know though if my tomorrow is going to come. And so what can I do now? What can you do now? Because tomorrow's going to worry for itself. But like I said, tomorrow is not promised. I know that. And if you don't know that, you need to know that. It's not promised. So when you go to sleep at night, when you lay your head, before you lay your head down tonight, what do you want to really change for your tomorrow if it comes? And how can you help someone in this world, a lot of someones in this world, and showing them the love of God and how much they don't have to be lost. And to show them that Jesus has always been there. Psalms 18:18, when I was at my weakest, my enemies attacked, but the Lord held on to me, right? That's tattooed on my heart. There might be a scar on my actual skin, but inside, tattooed on my heart, that scripture right there. Ooh. When I read that scripture the first time, man. It flashed by all those times when I was shooting up drugs, when I was just in the, had a knife to my own chest, you know, like deep, dark stuff, right? It's, I visualized Jesus was right And some people will be like, well, why didn't you stop it? Why didn't you? No, God doesn't do those things. We have a mind of our own, and also this world will get you caught up, but we make decisions, we make choices, and the devil, he roams around, but he ain't nothing. So we have to speak out things, go into the word. I'm reminding myself when I talk to y'all, I'm not all-knowing, by the way. But seriously, diving into some things, I want to go down my day real quick, real quick. I'm going in circles just because I'm stirred up. This might be after my phone call. This might be one of those nights that I'm just up all night. But this is a weekend of reflection for me, of just really absorbing, so I can dispense what needs to be dispensed, what God will lead me to. And always I ask and receive, knock, open, and it happens, y'all. It happens. So you have to be able to have faith, right? And you have to realize that you were healed by his stripes. You were healed by his stripes. Jesus went to the cross for you, for me, for us all. He was made sin, So washed away all that stuff, right? We have to remind ourselves of this. Why? Because the world gets to us. The enemy tries to get to us when the world's gotten to us, or we've gotten to ourselves, and we're at that weak point, and that's when the enemy goes, ooh, they're down. Let's go, so we can push them more. There's a picture on my background in my Facebook, and it's of me, praising in church, and part of it's cut off from my profile picture, but it's a background picture. But I'll show you. It really spoke to me because it just, I'm a very visual person anyways, and when I see certain things, it leads me to something else. But well, on here it shows the whole thing. But on another, well, I guess you can see it, okay. He healed me, right? He healed me. He led me. He healed me. He led me. He healed me. And he led me. Just those simple words that mean so much, mean everything. And he leads me. The Holy Spirit, I ask to be led. What do I need to see? What do I need to say? What do I need to pray? Today, there was being led for healing for someone else. And upon that, I was able to really get past a wave that I was going on, because after work, we just worked 8 to 12, had some suture removals, computer work, not so much fun stuff, but getting work done, and then had to run an errand. And then I said, you know what? I'm gonna pick up my disciple pup, York. But went to go pick him up and said, I'm gonna bring him to the pet store to get him some treats. So I thought he was gonna wake up when I said that word. But anyway, so brought him there, and right afterwards, I was like, you know what? I'm going to bring him to Liza Jackson Park. It's hot one out, but he needs to get out. I need to get some sun. Let's go have a talk with God. Let's come on, York. Let's go. And so get to Liza Jackson Park, and I went to go park, and I noticed a man that was just very distraught and obviously homeless. You could tell that his stuff was thrown everywhere out on the parking lot, just stuff. And his bicycle up against a tree. He's a mess. He's going around circles. There was an actual like tour looking Mercedes bus type thing in another car. People in there, which I pray that them witnessing, God using me to help this man today, maybe that opened up their eyes. because, and who knows, maybe they approached him. I don't know. But from what I saw, these people were just sitting and watching a mess happen, someone hurt right in front of them. And, I don't know all the details about, like, maybe they gave him a water. Who knows? I don't know. But that just comes to show, that more and more and more of us need to have our eyes opened up and to go into the Word, especially if you are, I mean, everybody should, but if you are a believer, then we should not be sitting in our air conditioning, in our vehicles or wherever we're at, standing and watching someone in a lot of pain and distress. So, yeah, because we want to put ourselves, that old saying, put yourself in their shoes, you know. So this man had blood and stuff all over him. And when I had pulled up before I even got on my car, because you have to be, this is daylight and stuff, but you have to be aware. It's not about being scared. You have to be prepared. You have to, but being able to, I immediately, when I parked my car, I sat there, my dog's looking at me like, come on, let's go. And I just said, God, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do? Tell me what you want me to do. Please lead me. Lead me. And so I get out of my car. I left the car on for the dog because he needs AC, right? And so I left him in there, but I went and got stuff out of my trunk. I had, some skin stuff, some moisturizer and just some little tubes of things, I work for a dermatologist, so we get samples of stuff sometimes, and I just try out different things. But so I had that, and I had some first aid stuff. I had my gloves. I always keep gloves. And so I came up to him, and he had been eaten up really bad by those, I guess they're called dog flies or whatever. But he was, going around in circles, distraught, 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 just, and I, maybe he was a little bit intoxicated. I really, honestly, I don't know. But what I saw was someone that needed immediate attention, immediate prayer, and to be cleaned up some. And so I double gloved my hand because, there's blood. And at first I asked, do I need to call, for some medical assistance? Assistance. I am a medical assistant, but an ambulance, whatever. He's no. But he's going around circles trying to pick up his stuff. So I put on gloves, two pairs each hand. And I go and grab his stuff and help him. And he's just like talking about how he has diabetes and this and that. And these bugs just won't get off me. And they were bad. He wounds all over him and from where he was scratching it. And I work for a dermatologist, so I'm like, and it broke my heart. So immediately I said, you know what? I've got a bottle of water in my car. I was just about to, say, I'll just bring that inside. But this morning when I grabbed some skin stuff, I said, I'm gonna just leave this in my bag. I don't know why. Now I know why. But this guy, I said, calmed him down. I said, come on, come sit down, please, over here. And so got him to sit still somewhat. And while I'm washing him clean with my water and kind of gently scrub him, I had a clean jeans, like cotton t-shirt or button down shirt. So I got that. That's all that I have. You use what you got, right? You improvise, you use what you have. So I got that, the water, really gently from here down to his feet and applied some stuff to him. And while I'm doing that, and the stuff you could tell is called Restore, it's like a gel type cream lotion thing. I don't know, gel. It's a calming, it says calm on it, but it's awesome stuff. I started putting that on him, and immediately I say, you're gonna be fine. God is with you. He is here right now. I want you to know how much Jesus loves you. And he's like, yes, I know. He was obviously a believer. He started speaking to me about Jesus. And I said, can I pray over you? Let's pray. And he's absolutely. And he's just like, you're an angel. Where did you come from? And, whatever. And he's like, God is so good. God is so good. I mean, God is, and he kept saying that, even though he's got bugs and I'm starting to get bit, but, and I had heard him say something. I said, do you have any other medical conditions? And he said, liver cancer and condition. And I said, do you have, any other issues? So he has some other issues, so that I'm glad that I did have gloves, because you have to be very careful with stuff like that, right? So anyways, prayed, man, while rubbing this calming stuff on his wounds, praying over him in authority and the Holy Spirit moving, just flowing. He felt that. He started to calm. And it wasn't just from the tube of stuff I had. It was not. Yes, that helped his flesh. But what really needed to be helped and reminded of all the healing that's possible was his soul, was inside, right? So he led me, because he did heal me. So if you have been healed, why aren't you allowing yourself to be led? And that is to helping that person that you might see in distress on the streets, at your job, at Walmart, I mean, anywhere I go, it seems like, but I literally, before I went to the park, I'm with my dog. I'm, trying to really push through some things, and I always will, but ask God, in those moments where I was having some things go on, ask God, please put somebody in my path that needs to know of your love. Even me having a moment with a struggle, something that I need to get through God, I asked him, please send somebody in my path, because that's what helps me. I mean, he helped me. He, even at his weakest, when his enemy, the enemies, the wounds that were happening on his flesh, and internally, and just his being, feeling just out of his skin, he knew the Lord was holding on to him. He needed to be reminded of that. But him speaking to me of Jesus, and also, it's not a pat on my back ever, but it's such a reward when you can help someone. It's so good. How many times in your life have you needed help? Who is helping you right now? When you were at your weakest, the Lord was there. But who on this earth has approached you and been there for you? Why can't you do the same? There should be no stranger in this world, right? And of course, we have wicked and evilness and things, whatever. But we have to remember, healed by his stripes, but also to be led. He led you. He leads you. He leads you. So, but you have to want that. You have to have those talks with him. Healed, led. And I was led to help someone in casting out that anxiety that he was having at that moment, and that his skin heal. And so, yeah, I got his number. He did have a phone, it's, there is something, I just learned recently that there's like a free place you can get a free phone or something, for home. There's a lot of homeless people that have a phone, or they have to pay for, minutes or whatever. But anyways, so I told him, I said, I want to follow up with you if I can get a hold of you next week. I want to, see, because he has diabetes and also some other stuff that was not looking good in his legs. And, so The whole thing of this is even at a moment of weakness that was trying to stir up in me, I was asking to be led. Because I asked God, please, like Luke 10:2, the harvest is plenteous, the laborers are few, and by that you want more and more and more people to come out of their darkness, the kingdom of darkness. You want everybody to, so they can see the light. And so by that, they are healed. They know they're healed. They are saved. They confess that Jesus is their Lord and Savior. They are believing in their hearts. They've surrendered it all. So they're coming to Him to serve. All glory to God. And so it's a multiplication, you know. I go to that person because it's in hopes for them, yes, for them to get off the streets, and yes, for them to, you know, to the blessings to keep pouring in. The biggest blessing is of being able to return that. Because just like that, I ask people this. This is something that hit me a few months ago. Just all of a sudden smack me in the face. What if you're right in front of Jesus? This is you. It makes me want to cry every time I talk about this because it's just a beautiful, I long for it. You know, I mean, it doesn't mean I just want to leave this earth right now, no. But it's just a beautiful, 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 beautiful moment that will come. But Jesus is right in front of you, right? And it's you meet, right? This is the moment, and you say, Jesus, you saved me. Thank you. You're my savior. You delivered me from it all. You redeemed me. I thank you. You went to that cross for me. You healed me. You led me. Jesus says, yes. It. But what did you do with that? You forgot about me. Did you share the good news? What did you do with it? You imagine? Because there are a lot of people that are saved, that are Christian. That love Jesus, that love God, but they get into loving the world too much. And they forget. And I've been that person. And actually, a couple years ago, never really knew Jesus. Think about that. So this man, his name is Robert, this man was very gracious, very gracious. And he's like, wait, your shirt, you know? And I'm like, no, it's okay, you can have it. You know, it wasn't his size, but no, but I used it for, I mean, he had blood on it afterwards and stuff, but what can you do? What can you do? Keep asking yourself that. That's why I called it hand up, and it was on my heart a couple years ago, and I'm so thankful going to the pastors about it, and it's coming to pass, and it's going to be it's a growing process in ministry. After losing things, you know, things a couple years ago, all my things, my son's things. That taught me so much. You know, they're just things. I had to lose all my things to realize what was the most important thing, you know? And some people have never even had the things that I lost, at all. And that just really struck me. But with hand up, I say hand up. Because it's not just like, here's a backpack, here you go. Bye. Now, gonna sit down, lay down, and share the gospel and remind them they don't have to be hopeless, homeless, helpless, faithless. They can be full of hope, of faith, their cup running over, them staying hungry but being full at the same time, being filled, you know? And then in returning that to the Lord. Jesus didn't do what he did, and he wasn't brought here to be served, for people to serve him. No, he was serving. That just opens up a big, big picture right there. And so put yourself in their shoes. That quote really gets me. The boy cried because he had no shoes until he met the man who had no feet. That just reminded me of a patient we have, actually. Her husband just, I prayed for her and her husband a few times and got to really just hold hands and have a moment with her. Her husband just had an amputation. You think about that, you know, boy cried because he had no shoes until he met the man who had no feet. Always think about that. Think about that. That'll get you. But this man really, really put a mark on my heart today. He was so gracious. He was not, there was no angry bone in his body. And he was sharing the love of God to me, even though he was full of wounds all over his body. Where is that scripture? Just saw. Faithful, the wounds. I lost it. But a scripture that, let's see, that I went to the other day, I made this little poem, you know, I like poems, right? I like writing silly ones or not, but it's to the point. I'll read it to you real quick. Heads up or hand up. Time to step up and believe in blessings, not luck. Because champions believe in blessings, not luck. I'm recruiting helping hands. Just let me know if you want to sew, because faith is in action. So don't just sit. Go. Luke 10:2, the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. Hand up team, by all means, will you share the love of God to those stuck in poverty? And in 2 Corinthians 8:9, in God's word, you see Jesus impoverished himself for you and for me, so that we became rich beyond measure. The Lord and his people, he takes great pleasure. So don't close your ears to the poor's cry. Share your bread with them. Be blessed with your bountiful eyes. And that's Proverbs 22:9 and Proverbs 21:13. Don't close your ears to the poor. Just like today, the people that were in the Mercedes tour bus looking thing, probably going like this, you know. Very sad. I almost wanted to go, knock, 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 did you? No. But I could go on and on singing this song, but I have a feeling you got the picture early on. Did you like my little poem? But seriously, hand up. All glory to God. All glory to God. Proverbs 21:13, if you close your heart to the cries of the poor, then I'll close my ears when you cry out to me. That's one thing I'm gonna work on this weekend is having backpacks made for, which I need to get a lot of them made anyways, all the same, with essential items. But for the dream team at Champion Life, us having a few backpacks already pre-made in our cars, because that's what, you know, It's about reaching people. You know, when you know about Jesus, he's healed you, right? You've been saved. And so, what are you doing with that? Like I said, what are you doing with that? So, driving in the car, wherever you may be, if you're at Walmart, if you're at a football game, whatever, you ask God, please put someone in my path. Every morning I ask that. Put someone in my path, please. Just tons of people. Pour them in. Somebody that needs to hear the gospel, the love of you and what you can do in their life and taking them out of whatever they're sitting in. And so if we have these backpacks in our car, it's great because anywhere you go, God's with you. And that's what you're supposed to do. You got to be careful though. Aware. Aware. And the only reason why I was okay there today at the park with approaching this man, if I wasn't okay getting out of the car, I would have just called for him to get help. But it was because I had my disciple pup, York. But also there were people around. And I asked right before I came to the park, because I was going through a little wave of certain things that are going on in my life. A lot of things. A lot of things. You never know what anybody's going through. But go through it. But I was going through that, and I just asked God, please, you know what fills my heart and makes it smile is helping others and sharing the love that he has for us and the power in Jesus's name and the authority that we have over any situation, any circumstance. So that's uplifting us all. We need to always remember that no matter what, reaching out. Even if, you know, you're going through the hardest time and you feel like in your life, rejoice. And that's hard to do sometimes, right? But rejoice. If your spine is acting up, rejoice because you are healed. You're here. You woke up today. This video is going longer. I've just been kind of like, I need to drink some more caffeine. Sorry, but anyways, I need to go. I want you to reflect on who has helped you in the past or those moments. I mean, that one question right there, if you want to get stirred up, what is the biggest thing that God, if you would say a situation, something in your life, healing, whatever it is in your life, what is the biggest thing that God has gotten you through? I've asked people that were asked them before, are you a believer? Are you in faith? And one man actually was fishing one day at my spot at lunchtime. He said, somewhat. And I was like, okay, well, can I ask you something? What would you say the biggest thing is that God has gotten you through? That God has helped you through? And he stopped. And you could see those wheels turning. And he said, you know what? My granddaughters, when they were born, they were the size of my palm. And now they're nine, whatever, playing sports, whatever. It's a miracle. Oh, how the world can bring you down and make you forget that the miracles happen every day. Every day. I'm a miracle to be here. They happen every day. You are no different than me. And so, whatever that one answer is to that one question, let that keep replaying in your head. And I have to have that replay in my head when I'm like, ooh, I get hit, I get hit, I get hit, I get hit, left and right with things. You wouldn't even know it, but I have a back brace on right now. Right? But it doesn't matter. I'm healed. And people will be like, well, what do you mean by that? This is just to keep my spine a little bit aligned right now. And actually, this was at my mom's house. Didn't catch fire, and I'm actually glad it didn't. Walking cane. My walking cane. Why do I have this still? As a reminder. I don't need this. I don't need this. I almost, you know, I don't need this. And won't ever need this. Well, if I'm like 90, maybe. But I don't need this at all. But you never know what someone's going through. And so, but if you do know what someone's going through right in front of you in distress, it's not supposed to be hard to help someone. Ask yourself, what is the biggest thing God has gotten you through? And then sometimes you'll just have to keep thinking and thinking and thinking, because you just, like, all this stuff starts pouring in of all the things that God has gotten you through. Everything. Everything. So this is for someone to hear right now. I don't know who it is, whether you're an FSU fan or not. I don't know. But He led me, healed me, led me. Let Him lead you. Seek Him. He wants to see more of you in the Word. Really, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, people will say, God, do you hear me? He hears you. But are you listening? Are you listening to Him? Are you wanting to listen to Him? Hand up. That's what's up. I gotta go. I need some caffeine too. Peace.